against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world.
Those of us who challenge our intruder must guard our lives this night.
Who's there?
Dracula's grave.
You'll never get in here. It's probably been sealed for 1,000 years.
Nancy Drew, Meet Dracula, Part 2.
If I were you, I would not go inside.
You're not going to tell me those old legends about the living dead in Dracula's castle.
Joe, he's been missing for 2 weeks. We've got to follow up every lead, no matter how thin.
You'll forgive me if I pray this one doesn't work out.
He was washed up from the river. Identification may be difficult.
That's not our father.
Inspector Stavlin, Romanian police.
Your father was working with Interpol on a case of international importance. A series of spectacular thefts of paintings which emptied the museums in Europe. I believe your father was on the threshold of a breakthrough. But nothing more was heard of him.
But we got a big one on the 12th. It's the Dracula Festival, you know, at the Count's very own castle, a place called Panari in Transylvania. Alison Troy's headlining it. Should be a guess, actually. Are you going?
We'll get our stuff and come right back.
Okay, then. We'll be waiting for you.
Dracula Festival. It's the last entry in Dad's book. Sounds like all roads lead to Transylvania.
Nancy Drew. Well, I'm sorry about this misunderstanding. This isn't the way it was supposed to be. Where's your father? Why did he send you?
He didn't send us. He mysteriously fell out of phone contact with us over a week ago.
Well, do you think something's happened to him?
Well, we hope not. But the fact is, he isn't here. We'd like to know what you know about this case.
These dates all correspond with Alison Troy's rock concert appearances.
Why would he want to be involved with stolen paintings?
Your father discovered that each of the robberies took place during one of Alison's concerts.
Shine on lightning, the days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it.
I do not want them there.
Alison Troy has leased the castle for 1 week.
Travesty, travesty.
What is it? Is it fear of whom you might offend?
What? Our friend the mayor, of course, is referring to the Prince of Wallachia, Vlad Tepes, known as the Berserker, the Impaler. The Count Dracula.
This is where we part company and keep him entertained.
Where are you going?
To learn what we came here to find out. What happened to Dad?
I warned you, all of you.
Why don't we just come back in the morning?
Because
life might be hanging in the balance.
Upstairs, get a doctor, fast! Go, now! If it were open, don't you think I would have gone for help myself?
The question is, how did you get locked in here in the first place?
You're quite a little locksmith.
Is he?
No, he's alive, but his pulse is weak and he's in shock.
How did you get into this fix?
I jumped in here to help him. I don't know how he got in here.
Who is he?
He's a member of the town council, Berger, the innkeeper. There's been a lot of flack over Alice and Troy taking over the castle.
Oh, terrific. Is this their idea of a citizen's revolt? Frank is Nick. What in the world?
Is he all right?
No, I think he'll be all right if we can get him down the hill quickly.
Well, who found him? What happened? Did he fall?
No. He didn't fall.
We'll talk about this later.
Please, may I have some help here, please?
I must have some help here. We must carry him out. Please, Jensen, call the ambulance.
Right away, Inspector.
Please. Make way here. Make way.
It's about time we started working together.
I think so, too.
Do that to Berger. Bizarre. I don't think it has anything to do with Dad's disappearance, do you?
I don't know, Joe. Dad was here. He's not here now. The time has come for us to ask some pretty unpleasant questions.
They've taken Berger to the hospital. Bess has gone to follow up on the report.
You were supposed to wait in Munich.
We've agreed to work together.
We have? Frank, she could have tipped everybody off about us. Maybe she already has.
No, I didn't. But I did come here to find you two tonight.
You did?
I've got some news about your father.
What?
What?
Well, I don't know how good it is, but I think we found him. The village is named Erfu. Some monks found him about 4 days ago. The only identification on him was the name Fredericks.
Well, that explains why our Interpol search of hospitals, morgues, and jails didn't turn up anything.
How did you find him?
Well, after I saw the hotel register and the name Fredericks, I started checking under his alias. The monk said that he was still unconscious, but that he was in very stable condition. It's not the worst report in the world.
After 4 days, it's not the best either.
Maybe you two would feel better if you went in by yourselves.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Frank.
We're here. Everything's gonna be all right now. How long has he been like this?
Since we brought him here 4 days ago. The doctor felt it best not to move him. Of course, we reported it to the authorities.
Is he gonna die?
No.
He's as tough as they come.
His condition has not worsened. The doctor will be here shortly to see him again.
Well, we've got to let him rest. What does he need? Does he need to be flown out of here? Does he need some sort of special treatment in Vienna or Paris?
Mr. Fredericks, the doctor is doing everything that can be done.
We'll be saying a prayer for you, Dad.
I love you very much. I need you.
He did regain consciousness once.
Did he say anything?
One word. Caverns. I didn't understand it.
Well, we found Dad. He's gonna be all right.
Right? Sure. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Peace be with you, my children.
While you were in there, the monk said that he had the same marks in his neck, Joe, under the bandages.
What?
It's true.
Dad's been a policeman all his life. He knows the risks. We just have to follow through for him until he's feeling better.
I'm gonna get him, Frank. Whoever did that to Dad is gonna wish you were dead.
Half the town thinks the attacker's been dead for 500 years.
You don't believe that?
Of course not.
Back to the caverns? Right. This is what Dad meant by caverns?
Yeah. The answer lies somewhere here, somewhere beneath this castle. Allison Troy. He's the key to this. He's the one that Dad was keeping track of. Shouldn't be too hard to check up on.
Why all the Dracula stuff? Isn't that a little far out?
Yeah, I'd say Allison Troy's very far out.
Maybe we better come back tomorrow.
Might not be a bad idea to get a good night's sleep.
Superstitions. I bet the people in this town believe you can't see a vampire in a mirror.
Some nuts on the loose, and this guy's hanging Christmas wreaths around town.
Those are wreaths of garlic.
Yeah, according to ancient lore, they help to ward off vampires.
Terrific.
Well, what's our next move?
I find those paintings at a time when everyone else in town is busy.
Tonight at the concert.
Right.
You know, I don't think the inspector's search is going to turn up anything during the daytime.
You and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. When all the others turn their backs and walk away, you can count on me to stay. Remember when the circus came to town? And you were driving by the ground. Wasn't it nice to be around? Is someone that you knew? Oh, someone who was big and strong, looking out for you.
Hi, excuse us. We're in a real hurry. We got to get back to the concert, and we're locked out here. Is there any way you could open the door for us? Gee, thanks a lot.
Not bad.
Thank you. Glad you liked it.
They underpay and overwork us, and though we seldom get our due, when each day is through,
Fort Knox with a kit like this.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Well, this proves that Dad was in the right track. Well, now we have something to give Stalin he can act on.
Yeah.
Do you always get like this when you're excited?
When I get excited, you'll know about it.
I look forward to that.
Do we take this?
No, we leave it. Now, let's go find Stalin.
Tired city with somebody's dream. Billboard horizons as black as they seem. Four level highways across the land. We're building a home for the family of man.
Councilman Berger was the victim of some kind of wild animal.
Who lived about 500 years ago.
A fiend who walks among us, punishing us with the desecration of his resting place. The only thing that will placate him is the destruction of the desecration. This rock festival!
I say we burn the castle!
Yes!
Be no vandalism or fire marches, but I am the inspector in this community.
When do you retire?
Not until every one of you is safe. That is a promise. But I make you another promise. If any citizen of Ponare breaks the law, terrorizes or abuses one single guest in this town, he will be ruthlessly hunted down and dealt with.
What about the killings?
There have been no killings. Only unfortunate accidents. We are not living in the Middle Ages. There is no vampire to destroy. Go back to your home.
No, I don't want to go back. We don't want to go back.
Go back to your home.
Now there's a man who's in control.
The only man in this town with authority that makes any sense. He's being forced to retire because of his age.
You've always been too sensitive. Maybe it made you a good policeman. A little naive as far as politics are concerned. Well, who knows? With your record, you might have become superintendent of all of Wallachia had you only learned the necessity of moving with the tide.
You're right. I could never accept my fate, rising or falling, on someone else's whim.
Uh-huh.
Inspector, we need to talk to you. It's important.
I'm having a word with the mayor.
If it is that important, there is time for both. Come with me, please.
This would be the place to come to get away from Dracula, if there were a Dracula.
What was this building? It must have been something before it was a private residence.
Yes, it was part of an old jail.
Well, do you think the citizens were so dissatisfied with me that I had to install bars to keep them from attacking me? There you are.
Ooh, this smells delicious.
You won't find any cider anywhere else in the world like this.
Nowhere else.
Actually, tonight is the first time that I found myself on the other side of public opinion. I can't understand all this hysteria we're seeing. Can you imagine this foolish superstition in our day and age?
The attacks within the last few days on two strong men capable of defending themselves is not superstition. Whoever, whatever is responsible could not possibly enter this room.
Do you have a reason for suggesting the mayor might be the next victim?
A great deal of what has happened parallels history, or legend. It's difficult to separate them. We have only the stories passed down for generations. The mayor and the town council who plotted the destruction of Dracula were always favorite victims.
My father has nothing to do with the town or its leadership.
Ah, but your father had the misfortune to wander into Dracula's sacred chambers just after they'd been ordered disturbed by the mayor agreeing to this rock concert.
My order said nothing about disturbing Dracula's sacred chambers. Sacred chambers? Now you've got me talking like the town. There is nothing under that castle except caves and collapsing tunnels. Did you find anything there during your search?
No. Nor did I expect to. I happen to believe that we're dealing with someone quite mortal.
Well, that's why we came to see you, Inspector. We think we may have found a piece to the puzzle.
We found a set of burglary tools in Alison Troy's room.
Burglary tools? You did not disturb them.
No, we left them where we found them.
Very good, very good. I will check them out in the morning.
But wait, you left one word out, Frank.
What's that?
Conveniently. We conveniently found a set of burglary tools in Alison's room. It almost seemed as though we were supposed to find them.
Well, who knows what plans they may have for one last robbery, eh? We will watch them. Meanwhile, thank you for what you have accomplished. I will take over from here, and thank you. The cider, as always, most delicious. But heed my warning. Those of us who challenge our intruder must guard our lives this night. The first two victims were fortunate. They survived. The next may not be as lucky.
Ah, it's a regular comedian, don't you agree?
Thank you. No, I don't. Doesn't matter who we're dealing with, whether it's Dracula or a psychopath, he's dangerous.
You're lucky to live in such a fortress, Mr. Mayor.
Well, all of you are beginning to make a believer out of me. Perhaps for one night, the sofa.
I would believe for one night. Tomorrow we might find out some of the answers.
All right.
Thank you for the cider.
You're most welcome. I'll show you out.
Good night.
Take care. Good night.
Don't forget to lock up.
Yes, yes.
back to the concert tonight?
No, there's nothing more we can do there. Joe will keep us informed if there's something we should know about.
I hope he's all right.
Joe? It'd take more than Dracula to get in his way.
You mean if there is a Dracula? Which there isn't.
Right. Which there isn't.
So hard
for the family of man.
Make it so hard
for the family of man.
Make it so hard
for the family of man.
Make it so hard.
Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful audience. You're a beautiful, ugly audience. Thank you very much. I hope that our TV cameras have captured just half of this wonderful, charming audience, and half of this wonderful, charming audience should be captured. I am so amusing. I can't stand it sometimes. Anyway, we'll see you again sometime. To all of you in TV land, from all of us here in Transylvania, the heart of the Monster Belt, we wish you a good night and bad dreams.
Was locked from the inside. Somebody must have put that bat into her room.
Of course, you realize the alternative.
Doesn't bear thinking about.
Maybe we should start thinking about it.
We better call the mayor.
Öffnen Sie doch bitte die Tür, Herr Hoffmann, Herr Bürgermeister. Öffnen. öffnen Sie doch bitte die Tür, Herr Hoffmann.
Why would anyone want to do that to me?
To frighten you? To keep alive Dracula's myth?
If it is a myth, it's true. I would like to know what happened.
A bat was in my room. I don't know how it got in there. My window was locked from the inside.
A bat?
A vampire bat. It attacked me. It tried to...
Inspector! Der Bürgermeister! The mayor! I knocked on his study door, but he does not answer. Something has happened to him. I know it. Something terrible.
You tried the door?
Yeah, but it's bolted from the inside.
Of course, of course. Well, if it's bolted from the inside, then nothing could have happened to him.
Then why doesn't he answer?
What's wrong with the man?
All right. Look.
Hoffman, did you hear me? It's me, Stavlin. Open the door.
You see, I told you.
Hoffman! Open the door!
Maybe we can try and break the answer.
It's a very heavy door. Maybe altogether. One, two, three. Let's go. Two, three.
Once more.
Three.
Er ist tot! Er ist tot!
Ich muss das wirklich sehen.
But why don't you wait outside with the others?
Hi.
Well, I'm not sure you want to see this. He's alive. I will call an ambulance. Please touch nothing. Nothing at all.
Wait a minute. It took all of our combined strength to smash through the door. It was bolted from the inside. Even the windows are bolted closed.
And there are bars on the windows.
How can anyone get into a room like this?
Anyone or anything. Except maybe a vampire turned into a bat.
They couldn't.
Not the chimney.
Nothing can get through a fire like that.
Mr. Troy, you're under arrest.
My lawyers are finished with you. You think Dracula was a nice guy?
You have done a splendid job, Inspector. I'm only sorry we didn't listen to you in the beginning.
What is it they say about a prophet in his own backyard, huh?
Very true. Yeah. Well... let's get on with it.
Hey, wait a minute. You're arresting Alison Troy? That's crazy.
Maybe the inspector knows more than we do.
You yourself led us to the burglary tools, and the rest fell into place.
What do you mean by the rest?
We found the floor plan to the Louvre Museum in Paris in the trunk of Mr. Troy's Rolls Royce.
Well, then they must have been planted there. What do you mean? Last night during the concert, I checked Alison's car personally. The band's, too. Maybe I shouldn't have done it, but you guys were checking the hotel rooms. I thought we should cover all the bases. At any rate, there were no plans. Well, if it wasn't there last night, then it shouldn't have been there this morning, unless it was planted.
Like the burglary tools.
I kept an eye on Allison and the manager all night. They never left here.
You better listen to him, General. Otherwise, they turn this town into a hole in the map. Dummy, put your money in trampoline centers. Do a TV special in Transylvania. Well, what's it going to be, Big Shot? Are you ready to admit you're wrong? Dun, 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 dun.
Inspector, if there's the slightest chance, I mean, we couldn't afford litigation of this sort.
Inspector... there's got to be a connection between the robberies and the assaults on Mr. Berger, my father, and the mayor. Especially in light of the planted evidence.
I agree.
There's no way in the world anyone could have gotten into that room last night.
What is it, Hans?
My friend, you realize there's only one alternative.
Only that some supernatural force
No supernatural force. Only a diabolical mind.
Whose? What is it? Say it.
If no one could get into that room to incapacitate the mayor.
Right, yes.
Then there can be only one explanation.
I'm not sure I like your tone. I could have been killed.
I wonder, is it coincidence that each victim so far has been found just in time to save his life? Or is it that you yourself would go no further?
Jensen. Colby. What is he saying? Is he accusing me?
I will repeat my first question, Mr. Mayor. How did you get that minor little wound in the neck when you were in a room locked from the inside with no possible way for anyone else to get in or out?
What did he say? Did he have an explanation?
What explanation could he have? Only one person could have inflicted that wound on the mayor himself. He's under technical arrest.
But why? Why would he do it?
It seems that our mayor had political aspirations beyond our tired little village.
Oh, Hans, we will need someone the town can stand behind to fill his shoes.
Yes, we will.
Hans, will you consider it?
I? I have no political ambitions, no.
Precisely why you're the only logical choice. You, who have never sought the office, are the only one to fill it without it appearing.
Cole. I will do as the council wishes.
Good. Come, Jensen.
Dialogue. Wish I had a pen. I'd jot it down to use when I'm old enough to date.
When you're old enough. From what I hear, your evenings make Dracula look like a day person.
Well, I have been known to stay up to 11 o'clock.
Before you scare the girl to death, maybe we should say our goodbyes. You really have been a big help.
Well.
Well. They're doing it again. Look, Bess, I know I'm not quite as glib as old Frank, but I do know how to say goodnight.
Well.
Well.
What are we doing back here?
Joe, Dad would want us to follow through. The case means a lot to him, and he's not out of the woods yet. Neither are we.
What are you talking about? The case is closed.
Is it?
Frank, this isn't such a good...
What, do you want to turn back?
Can I?
No.
Funny? There is nothing funny.
Torches were lit when I was in here the other night.
Meaning Burger got in on a night when guests were welcome. Let's go.
Come on, Joe.
Joe? Yeah? What? What is it?
A Something that caught my eye the other night.
Yeah, the guy lying on the cell floor.
No, not that. Something else. I want to re-examine. I forgot about it when everything got out of hand. Joe, this is it.
This is what?
Dracula's grave.
It's been a slice of life, Frank.
Look, you can go if you want, but I'm going to stay and get to the bottom of this.
I can't leave you here alone.
Then stay with me.
I can't do that either. You'll never get in here. It's probably been sealed for 1,000 years.
Come on.
Frank, where are you?
I'm in here. You see what I see?
Where are we?
Transylvania, 700 AD.
Looks like some kind of time warp in here.
Yeah, someone's warped. Look at these paintings.
These are the museum robberies.
Every last one of them.
Let's get out of here.
Not until we finish looking around. Joe?
Don't. Frank, don't do it.
I just want to see what's inside.
Should not have come here. This old castle is dangerous.
We had to. The case wasn't closed.
I told you it was. Titi, you had to make this amazing discovery.
You see, there had to be a connection between the two cases. Otherwise, there would have been no reason to get our father out of the way.
Now you have found the connection?
Yes. You. You were being forced to retire. It's kind of a thankless finish after a career like yours.
And you were expert enough to pull off all these art thefts. Pick up a little retirement fund for yourself in the process.
This is your private castle, your retreat. A place where you could go to play out the role of Dracula. Until they started to take over the castle for the festival and our father arrived. And you had to get him off your trail with some sort of explanation.
Short of murder. But close enough.
Amusing. But of course impossible to prove. I could not have attacked the mayor. He was in a locked room, sealed tight from the inside.
Yes, he was.
You yourselves helped me break down the door.
Inspector, remember, when we broke down the door, it was you who ran to the mayor first. You blocked our view from your victim while you directed us to keep the housekeeper from seeing what was going on. That's when you inflicted the wounds on the mayor.
Oh, very conveniently, was a willing participant.
He was unconscious, drugged by the hot cider that he had prepared, but that you drugged.
And that's when you called the mayor's house, asking for him, knowing that the housekeeper would become alarmed and call for help. Which basically means you're a nice guy and really don't want to hurt anybody. So we'll mention that when we get out.
It was not necessary to hurt anyone before. You realize, of course, that this was your doing. Not mine.
Stop!
I got it. Pull him up! Don't let him go!
He's slipping!
Joe, hold on! Help! Help me! I got him! Stop, Lynn.
Dad!
Take him away.
Son. Dad.
Oh.
gone wrong.
You must have come up with the same probabilities we did.
It's all over. And we have you people to thank for it.
Stavlin, I'm sorry it turned out the way it did. You seem to me to be one of the most competent men I'd ever met in police work.
Perhaps we shall meet again.
Not where you are going, Stavlin. You'd have to be a bat to get out of there.
Stranger things have happened. May I?
Well, one good thing. At least your village gets to rest peacefully for the next 1,000 years, seeing as there are no vampires.
There never were.
I must say, you guys make a great team. Maybe back in the States we could all get together sometime.
Well.
Well.
Frank. Frank? Frank. Frank,
excuse me. Joe, we're talking. What is it?
Do it. Okay, I'll show you the way out.
Come on, boys, let's get out of here.
Frank, I think we should have a little chat about vampires.
Mm-hmm.